Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Couldn't be happier to be here. We had Group 1 racing at HQ. We've got Caulfield, we've got Sydney this week, we've got plenty on. Julian Valance, are you pumped or what?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a great time to be alive, Wally. There's no doubting that. Good racing, look, bit of inclement weather up in Sydney, which might play some havoc, and we've got a little bit around at Caulfield, but good horses, they'll be putting their hoof up. There's no doubting that.
Simon Marshall, good to see you, mate. 16-time group winning jockey. Nobody is better placed for spring than you, and you just must be getting ready for it.
Fizzed is the word, just like a green snail in winter. Fizzed. I just found out something today that doesn't, very rarely is windy when it rains. Is that the truth? Is that what we're looking at this weekend?
I don't know if that's rare. I think it's it just never happens.
This is a Julian Valance fact he told us.
Production meeting.
It's just a fact from Julian. I can't say it's a fact. It's just an idea.
I can't wait for today's track report.
Getting bandied around about by the...
When it's coming in sideways.
Because Randwick is heavy, mate. Coming in sideways.
Julesy, track report. We're going to go Caulfield. We're going to go Randwick.
We are. We'll start with Randwick just for the fact that it is true, but it is a heavy nine and it's going to be really wet there. Heavy 10 all the way through. You'll need your mudlarks. There's no doubt that. I think the track will probably play okay, but midfield and they'll come wide. So they'll all get their chances. There's no doubting that at Randwick. Caulfield, now we're expecting 5 to 15 mils Friday and a 2 to 8 Saturday. Well, that rain's not coming Friday at all now, Worley, but it is coming Saturday morning. 2 to 8 expected. Well, if we're on the light side, probably not much of an impact. If we get all 8, it might have some impact, especially when they are running. Out 3 metres, good 4. All roads are leading that inside and on speed, or especially on speed near leaders, is going to be the place to be. I think it might be a major advantage on Saturday if your horse can find a position early. I reckon that might be where it is at. It's worth noting, SD, I know you'll be pretty keen on this, 20 to 30 kilometre southwesterly. What that means is it actually is behind their tail in the chute, that 1,000 to 1,200 metre chute, and also it becomes, if it becomes more of a westerly, it's a tailwind in the straight. And again, that will favour leaders. So I think on speed is the place we need to be.
Very good. Esther?
Yeah, last couple of meetings at Caulfield, when you have a look at the results, where horses come from, there has been leaders. There have been horses that generally sit on speed and dominate. And horses have ripped home from the tail as well. So once again, Caulfield is a track with tempo. And we can look into it too much. But I think tempo related on the day from the last two meetings that I've looked at and studied anyways is going to be the key, and it's always on pace at Caulfield.
Now, I say this each week, and I'm not going to go through them in detail now, but if you don't believe us when we say Julesy's track reports are spot on and something that you need to watch and listen to, just go back and watch the last few weeks and then watch the races, and they pan out that way. So write that info down. Take note. I always do. It definitely helps. I still lose all. Still lose SD because I'm a mug.
Betting strategy.
But it helps. It helps. But that's all right. Let's jump into Caulfield races now. We're going to go on race book order, boys. So we're looking at two races. This is the Naturalism, the win and the in, as Julesy likes to call it. Super Titus is your favourite at $4.60. Secandarabad at $5.50. Joined by Wolf. Steel Prince $6.50. Etymology $7.50. Supernova, the last in the single digits there at $8.50. We go out from there. So You Win at $15. Others down of note. Bringham Rocks at $34. Lord Fandango, an interesting one. Always seems to pop up and have a crack for the cups at $61. Julesy, the map.
Yeah, this is a good race, Wally. The map's really intriguing, actually, because I don't have a lot of natural speed. I think a horse like Wolf will go forward. There's no doubting that. I'll just speak of Wolf. It needs the track to stay dry. If it stays dry, it's a major contender. But if it gets, if we get that rain, it might struggle. Lord Fandango, blinkers go back on, so I expect it to roll forward. I think Valak will roll forward. That's where it runs its best. And then you got horses like Super Titus back on the inside. I think he'll probably be three or four pairs back. Might need some luck from that gate. Etymology is an interesting one. Don't know where they'll try and ride. Maybe midfield with Benny Mellum. It's a good race. As you stated, Wally, win and you're in. You win the Melbourne Cup. So you are getting into the Caulfield Cup. You're not winning the Melbourne Cup. That's a fair declaration, I tell you that, boys. Yeah, you win here and you get into the Caulfield Cup. So it's a massive carrot. So you can suggest all horses will be wound up trying to win this race. There's no doubting that. Where did I settle? Well, as I said, it was a very open race, but I've gone with Etymology. I thought its run in the 1,700 metre Heatherly was outstanding. The blinkers back went back on. It ran a really good race. Market was sort of in its corner, $12 into 11. I love the fact that Benny Malum sticks. We've spoken about Benny Malum, I think, the last 3 or 4 weeks on this show, and there's a reason for it. Metro last 90 days, he's going at 23%. I think the stats are something like 14 from 64. So he is airborne, and especially when the money's on Benny Malum, there's no better money jockey in the world for me. He's third up here, Etymology. He's had 4 goes third up before in his career. 3 of them he has placed. He's won once. Time he missed was in the Rose Hill Guineas behind Tarzino. It was a pretty good run. He was 40-1 there, so he wasn't expected to do too much in that race, according to the market. He still ran really well. I'm with him. His best efforts come out of slow run races, moderate affairs. This is how I think this race will evolve. And if it does, I reckon he's going to be the right horse right in the spot at the right time. Etymology for me.
There you go, Julesy. Nice little push there too. Definitely worth following, SD. Have you got a counter for that? Who do you like?
Well, he meets Super Titus a kilo and a half better than the last time they met. Super Titus drew out. He was 3 deep, no cover. Great, Jay. And he's drawn in this time. That's my concern with Super Titus. He's a big horse and likes to wall up and build. It's a real intriguing battle of speed out of the mile and a quarter shoot here at Caulfield, because you would naturally think that Wolfie's going to roll forward from the Gay Waterhouse stable, and will. Forgive its heavy track run last start, but I think there's genuine pressure to hold a position, as always in this race, that first furlong and a half, getting past the 1600. They need to settle before they go up the hill there at Caulfield and be in their positions. So there's going to be horses 3, 4, and 5 deep getting to that 1600 metre rise up the hill. Will they continue to push forward and make sure this is a genuinely run race? Well, you know Wolfie won't back the tempo off. It'll be genuine run, all right. So I think it's advantage the likes of So You Win, Super Titus back on the fence getting cushy runs. Supernova's duly accepted. It might run in Sydney on a heavy track up there. We're not quite sure yet. We don't know this time when we're recording. Sikand Arabad comes across and gets the best run in the race. He's the horse I want to be riding. He's a track and trip winner in the autumn. And he sits on speed. What I like about him is his 2 runs have been at Way for Age, priming him for this distance, and he's ready to rock and roll. Moonee Valley didn't suit him last start, and remember he pushed Mystic Journey off the bend in a shorter trip at 1400 metres first up. He fits this perfectly. I think he gets the best run in the race, and the key runners here that get back and are stuck in that 3-4 wide sort of slot from the 1,000, 8 and 600 at Caulfield will need to have their motors up and rolling into that. And one of them's your selection on top, Etymology, Jules. But he's a horse that finds bad luck a lot of the time, which we saw last start when he didn't get out from the 4 to the 100. So he's going to need that luck to wind up and get through gaps with advantage to the inside horses like Meinik, Sikand Arabad, So You Win, Super Titus. Wolfie will be the one to catch. It's an intriguing race.
Yeah, very, very good. So you're on Sikand Arabad?
Yeah.
No, just at the end there, we told Wolfie be the one to catch. You want to make sure.
He'll be the one to catch, yeah, the leader.
Very good. Now, all right, good push for both there, boys. Looks like a cracking race. Let's take a look now at the Sir Rupert Clark. Tell you what, be good to your mother. Isn't this a good horse? $3.50 favourite at the moment. Amphitrite and Sosibom at $7.50. Age of Chivalry, $9.50. Dispatch at $11. Madison County, $12. Iconoclasm, $13, Best of Days and Deprive at $15. This is a deep race, boys. Over the page there, Cliff's Edge, $23. And the old boy, Blackheart Buck, going around again. The 9-year-old at $61. Julesy, the map, and I mean, I guess this favourite, if we can look outside it or if it could be too good.
There's genuine speed in this race. This will be a truly run Rupert Clark. There's no doubting that. Be good to your mother or roll forward. Dispatch, his best efforts are always on speed. It'll go forward. I don't think Age of Chivalry, I know it's led its last couple, but they've been in really slowly run races. I think they'll probably go leaders back Age of Chivalry. You've got Streets of Avalon will roll forward. Cliff's Edge has got the blinkers on first time. It's going to go forward. So there's going to be genuine speed in this race. It's an even race. But I just kept coming back to the favourite, Be Good to Your Mother. I marked at $3.60, so I think it's a pretty good price at the moment to be getting involved. I just like the way it profiles for this race. I think Daniel Bowman's done a fantastic job to get it to this race third up, 52 kilos on the minimum. Coming out of that Group 1 Memsy, look, he was 9 out to 11. I thought he was probably going to struggle in that race, but he still ran pretty well. They went half a second inside standard time. This is a horse that went forward and led in that race. So it's a perfect profile now coming out of a fast run race to now drop in weight, 52 kilos and control the speed. I think its best efforts are in fast run races as well. We saw it at Sandown. I know it was a restricted race, I think back in 22nd of April, something like that. And it went 1.5 seconds inside standard. It likes it when it's fast run races. If this was a slow run race, I'd be worried about Be Good to Your Mother. I like that there's genuine tempo. I think with the weight, I think he can win. The Danger's Dispatch, third up, this is a set play. He's had two goes third up before for two wins, including the Goodwood. He'll be really strong late as well. On speed, I think's the advantage. The pattern of the day suits Be Good to Your Mother. I think he wins.
Very good, Julesy. SD?
Yeah, it's an intriguing gallop up the hill from the 1400 for the first time here, Mickey. What I'm really intrigued about is Age of Chivalry drawing one. He can be a little bit slow that first 10 to 20 strides. And if that's the case, Be Good to Your Mother builds up very quickly and can come across. And he's going to pressure him to hold that inside barrier and ask the question going up the first time. So if he's that little bit slow, I'll dig him up and try and hold a posse. And it just might get him out of rhythm where he's dictated terms his last two in soft tempo races. He's had it all his own way. He's not going to get that here. So if I'm riding Be Good to Your Mother drawn out in three, I'm going to stay off the fence, jump and let him roll and build up the top of that hill and not touch his bridle. And then pressure the likes of Age of Chivalry back inside me. Madison County will get a beautiful run, two pairs back just in behind him, and we'll follow Age of Chivalry, Be Good to Your Mother. Streets of Avalon will also ask the question and go forward. So will Cliff's Edge, Dispatch. These horses will all try and be positive and lock and load. Iconoclasm's best wins have been when he's three deep, no cover, at Flemington, or three deep with cover. He'll roll down the side at the 1,000 and want to get going. With these lighter weights, you'll see this in a Sir Rupert Clark. Best of days, when he won his best races, he sat on speed and in, sat outside the leader a couple of times. He's going to ask the question from a wide gate too. So there's good, genuine speed, but I think it suits a horse like Be Good to Your Mother, who dropped 7 kilos after his weight for age run. I thought that was a high-pressure run. I thought it was the best clean-up lead-up race because he jumped and it was run like a Sir Rupert Clark. They went hard. He pressed the button early. He had them all off the bridle until the last 60 metres and he just got beat. And I thought it was a terrific run. Drops the 7Ks. He can control it on speed. I think it's advantage him. And Sosie Bond. Hey, we love him. We tipped him at a big price first up, but I've got to say he's going to get the best run in the race for the runners on. He just gets that wall in front of him. He can follow the likes of Be Good to Your Mother, Cliff's Edge, Iconoclasm, Best of Days, and he might get out and just cause a massive upset with Madison County. But it's Be Good to Your Mother. Good luck to the team there. I think this is a really good prep for this horse. He loves Caulfield and he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. And no scales of justice here. You'd think this would be a much easier task. Best of luck to the favourite there. Both the boys are on, and best of luck to the connections. We'll take a break now. And when we get back, we're going to head up to Sydney for some action at Randwick. Hello, welcome back to Free Wide No Cover. Our attention turns now to Randwick. We're going to have a look at the shorts. Now, this is an absolute cracker of a race. This is as good as you're going to get for an Everest preview, Julesy. Classique Legend, $4.40. Piorata, $4.60. Red Zale, $5.50. Osborne Bull, $6.50. The Champion, Santa Ana Lane, $7.50. Sunlight, $13. Second up seems like a big price. In Her Time, $14. Graphs come into 13 there. Home of the Brave, 16. There's a lot going on here, Julesy. Look, you're going to take us through the map. I don't understand why Classique Legend's the favourite in this race. Hopefully one of you guys can clear that up for me and the punters.
Okay. What price you got him?
I have Classique Legend closer to $6.
You do not have a price.
I do not have a clue.
The map, Red Zale will roll forward. Sunlight, we know that she'll roll forward as well. Yonka, probably Home of the Brave, will probably find their back. And then these other horses, they all like to find their legs and then they'll find a spot. As you said, Wally, this is an absolute belter of a race. There's no doubting that. Look, made a little bit murky by this heavy track. Maybe it's the horse that's going to maybe have the fitness edge on a couple of them and they can get through the ground. And that's the reason why I'm tipping Piorata. I thought he was outstanding at over 1,000 metres, which is unsuitable for him against the bias where you needed to be up against the rails with that westerly wind that we spoke of that Red Zale won. But he came home 21 and I think maybe even sub 11. Now that is absolutely low flying. He goes very good on the wet tracks. We know he nearly won a Galaxy beating Nature Strip and he's ran really well on wet tracks before. 1,100 metres. I think the middle part of the track might be the spot to be, and I'm with Piorata. I will say Classique Legend, I've marked him a little bit bigger than what he is at the moment, but he could be something special. What he did in that first prep. That was only his first prep, guys, and it was outstanding. He won the Arrowfield in really good time. He might be one out of the box, but in saying that, he needs to be, because these are the A-graders.
And that's my point, Jules. He's maybe one out of the box, but I'm not wrong in saying you probably have... You'd probably install one of these others as favourite.
Yeah, I've got Pierrata as favourite, but it's a pretty open race.
So I asked the question, SD. Not such a silly one after all. Now, who do you like, mate?
Well, he's hasn't been proven at this level
That's
yet.
That's my point.
Classic legend. Yeah. He's trialled up well, and there's a lot of fizz about him, but he's going to run on a heavy track for his first up assignment against hard-fit horses or proven horses at Group 1 level. Santa Ana Lane folks will probably come out. Anthony Freeman has stated during the week if it's a heavy track, he's not going to run. They'll run him on the 5th of October, heading in towards at Everest, so just watch markets there. Red Zell was terrific winning first up. He's a winner of this race. You know he handles the wet track. He's going to sit on speed and dictate again. Why wouldn't you pick him or have something on him? Pierrata was terrific last start. No. Pierrata was terrific last start, and arguably he was the eye catcher, but that was all on a good track.
Yeah.
And I know he's proven on the wet because he's a Group 3 winner on a heavy nine at this track and trip. He's got a lot of upside, but he gets back and hunts in this race. The horse I went with is a horse that, with an ounce of luck, could have won 5 Group 1 races in his last 5 starts, and that's Osborne Bulls. But he hasn't. He ran 2nd in those 5 Group 1s. Does that make him a non-performer or a horse that I don't want to ride? No way. He's a star, this horse, and I love the way he goes about it. I love the way he's been prepped. I know he's going to love the sting out of the track, and I love the way he's going to sit off this hot speed and this pressure in this race. And the pressure is home of the brave. When he's won his best races, he's sat forward on speed. He can come across, he handles the wet. Sunlight's hard fit now. Look for her to press Classique Legend. He can get revving early doors Classique Legend. Remember I spoke to you about trials, how they've been nice and relaxed, but when it comes to race day, they get a little bit adrenaline. And energy on the day. He can grab the Chewy. So he first up assignment on a heavy track, I'm happy to take him on. Jonker will take a sit. Red Zell will try and dictate terms. Good pressure early. I'm looking for a horse that's proven at this level. That's an absolute star and I can trust, and that's Osborne Bulls. I want to ride him.
Do we just keep riding Red Zell off, don't we? I'm not riding it off, but we still avoid tipping it.
No reason not to ride
exactly,
it off.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It does what people need to understand is a high percentage play. He puts himself in the race, and that is so important, especially around Australian racetracks. So he's you cannot ever pot it.
Do you remember Osborne Bulls in the Everest?
Yeah, massive. Right, came on the outside.
Right to the outside fence, and he ran 3rd.
Yeah.
And
who won it?
Red Zell.
Exactly. All right, let's have a look now. The last race we're going to deep dive into, boys, is the George Main. Avilius, a very familiar name up there. Julesy, you see yourself. We don't know quite where Avilius is at. $3.40. Dreamforce, $4.60. Coming off that very impressive win. Happy Clapper, $5. Very Elegant at $6. Samad out, $7. Double figures from there. Julesy, the map.
Yeah, map important here. I think Dreamforce and obviously Samadant will go forward. They'll control the tempo and then everything else will come back. I think Angel of Truth will try and roll forward, but then Avilius, Happy Clapper will probably be sort of, you know, a few pairs back. Avilius will try and be behind Happy Clapper, I would have thought. It's a really good race, as you stated, Will. I just don't know where Avilius is at. I think it's D-Day for him. I know they're probably setting for the 2,000 metres Turnbull in the Cox Plate, but geez, I need him to start winning. To really put his hoof up to be winning a Cox Plate. There's no doubting that. I'm with Dreamforce. The horse that goes forward, Nashua Willer, is an outstanding rider, but geez, I reckon he's just an outstanding front-running rider. So he's a great jockey to have when you've got a horse that rolls forward. He was heavily supported last start, Dreamforce. I know that wind and the leader bias was important, but geez, he ran really good time. Half a second inside standard time there. I think he's going to be the one, Dreamforce. I expect him to be really well supported. I wouldn't be surprised if he started favourite in this race. Just off the map, I think the big pros might get involved there. You look at his wet stats and they say no wins, but I think you drill down further into that. He ran a 2nd to Winks on a wet track and he ran the 3 other 2nds. So I'm with Dreamforce. I reckon he's going to be a great bet.
There you go. SD?
Yeah, no reason not to like him for sure. If it's a heavy track, this will be run like a 1,700 metre race, which I have concerns over Summer Doubt. Dreamforce, he was terrific last start. He'll sit on the speed with Summer Doubt. They'll try and control it on this heavy track. But what I'm looking for is a genuine heavy track horse, and it's Very Elegant. And the reason I like Very Elegant second up is she's 2 from 2. She's a Group 2 winner, a Group 1 winner on a heavy 9 and a heavy 10. And if you go back and watch her first up run at the 1,000 metre mark to the 800, James McDonald popped outside of the heels. of Kingsville Dream, and she got on her wrong leg, and then they slackened the speed up, and approaching the 800 metres, she got a head up over race and just got it wrong. If he had his time again, James McDonald wouldn't do that, because she got her out of rhythm. And then all of a sudden, Avilia screamed up inside her at the 600 metre mark, pushed her off the bend, and you thought, oh, it was just an ordinary run. Watch her late, the last 50, and a gallop out was terrific. I like the way she's drawn here, back midfield with this speed. She won't be that far away. She'll get into a better rhythm, and James McDonald won't make the same mistake again, exposing her early doors mid-race. Just get into a nice rhythm. You watch her attack the wire in this heavy track, very elegant. I'm happy to ride her in this race.
There you go. And, gentlemen, now we've had a look at the races. Last week, we had a bit of a new segment where we heard from some of Sportsbet's training partners, and we're going to have a look again this week. We've got a couple that are going around on the weekend, but Julesy, then we've got one out wide as well, SD. Julesy, why don't you kick us off, mate?
Yeah, Anthony Cummings spoke to them this morning, that camp. Obviously, Libertini, it's the A grader. Really interesting to hear Anthony say they're going to run. I thought there was some conjecture of it. They said, it's ran on the slow track before. I know the heavy's not ideal, but we think the wide gate is not going to be a disadvantage. She's going really well. They think the Everest is probably going to not be the answer. They'll just keep pottering around against her own age and her own sex, and they're expecting a really good run from Libertini, as they should. She is in the red.
Very good, Julesy. And SD, you got a couple there for us?
Yeah, Toby Edmonds, 2.5 at Eagle Farm. This horse, they're tinkering with the blinkers. Senior jockey goes back on because this horse can hit a bit of a flat spot. Back to Eagle Farm, really suits. And it's going to be relatively short, but he says with the tinkering with the blinkers, the senior jockey going on, back to Eagle Farm. It's clearly his best race, 2, number 5 at Eagle Farm. Ocean Addict is that horse, punters. And Tricky Mickey Price and Mick Kent Jr., they've asked us to wait till Tuesday. Now, we're taping here on Thursday. Acceptances aren't out yet, boys, but they want us to follow the 3 wide no cover family. Touch of Paradise at Maui on Tuesday. Get your mockies ready and let's go to Maui on Tuesday. And Michael Walker is booked to ride there, so Touch of Paradise Tuesday, Maui.
Let's go straight the black book. That is out wide. Be patient, punters. Wait till Tuesday for that one. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we're going to go around the country. Hello, welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. It's time to go around the country. All right, boys, let's whip through these today. Julesy, in the west?
Race 7, number 11, Some Sort. I think it will be winning for us.
Over there in Perth and in Adelaide.
Yeah, race 8, number 11, Illusion.
I'm taking you on race 8, number 10, Escalator. It's a good chance.
Oh, very good, SD, very crisp. Queensland?
Race 3, number 1, Profit. I think we will be.
Jagged Edge, race 5, number 8 for me. He's very good second up.
Very good. And in Sydney?
Yeah, we spoke about it in the main one. I'm with Dreamforce. I think it'll run really well on speed.
What about Juniper? Should have won at Moonee Valley. 3.11 on a heavy track, Juniper.
Yeah, all over Juniper. And best in Melbourne?
4.3, Hortbury on her. No disrespect to Michael Poy, but huge advantage now, Damien Lane.
Race 2, number 3, Long Jackie, won on the Ballarat Synthetic. He can win again at Caulfield.
Now, it's almost like I knew this when we selected this week's panel beater. Bryce Speechley wanted to take you on race 4, number 1, Moret. So we're going to go with your best. No need for the stinger this week. We're that confident. Julesy, what is our 3 wide no cover multi?
Yeah, Hortbury on her, into Pippi, into Be Good to Your Mother, all the place. $3. That's a spoil, punters. We got it last week with 3 horses.
Get it
a spoil.
Again.
Get it again.
Gentlemen, thank you, as always. Great tipping there, or we'll see if it is. If you're having a punt this weekend, please do it responsibly and see if you can get out on course and have a good day.